Saint-Hippolyte, the caves of Ferran. The Ferran plateau is home to one of the most curious sites in the jurisdiction. It recalls the ancestral bond which links the inhabitants of Saint-Emilion to the limestone rock which shaped the undulating landscape. Isolated at the top of the plateau, while the town developed further down the hillside, the modest parish church of Saint-Hippolyte was originally associated with the nearby Château de Ferran, the seat of the nobles of Saint-Poly. In around 1670, one of them, Élie de Béthulot, 1637-1709, had an enigmatic network of galleries and underground halls carved out of the stone, stretching over more than 100 meters along the hill. Contrary to certain legends, this was no quarry or underground refuge or hermitage. It is, in fact, a remarkable decor, the product of the imagination of a man at the end of the 17th century for two reasons. Élie de Béthulot designed this case partly as eternal monuments to the glory of King Louis the Great, Louis XIV, according to the words he used in his will, and partly as a place dedicated to the muses and to the pursuit of leisure. Élie was a man of letters and a poet, and reproduced here a full-scale incarnation of the setting of a novel, L'Astrée, by Honoré d'Urfé, which at that time fascinated all literary-minded aristocrats. Above this stone labyrinth, a leafy garden stretched out over the plateau, up to the chateau, and a fountain completed the picture down the hill from the caves. Although they are both impressive and enchanting, the caves we can see today are but a pale reflection, given over to nature, of the backdrop designed by Élie de Béthulot to bring to life certain passages of L'Astrée. He himself described the caves as decorated with gold, with silver seashells, marble, mother of pearl, etc. The manacles were used to display busts of ancient heroes and gods. Along with the bust of Louis XIV, orange trees, jasmines, oleanders and other exotic flowers completed the decor and were moved for shelter during the winter to the great gallery which fills the lower third of the cliff. Starting out at the church of Saint-Hippolyte, visitors are invited to follow an initiatory pathway to explore the Ferran caves and experience L'Astrée.